come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? In the great words, they're coming to you live from the Westin here in Tampa, just two, three blocks from Amalie Arena. UFC Fight Night right around the corner. A full list of UFC fighters. And how about this? Since Matthew Knucklehead is strolling through Italy, we have a real co-host and also a real UFC fighter, Alon Cruz.
Hey, how you doing, Randy?
It's like old times. I mean, it's so cool. But like I said to you when you walked in, it's got to be surreal. You know, I mean, yeah. We've been in the gym together. We've rolled and done all that stuff together. And This is what you've worked for. And not that you didn't belong, but now you belong, if that makes sense.
No, it's like, it's kind of like what I've told people before is like looking over a giant wall of like, I don't know, maybe this like amazing city, right? And you're looking over this wall and you're like, man, I wish I was in there. Like, I should definitely be in there. And then finally you get your chance and you make it in. And it's just like, it just seems like this is where I was supposed to be the entire time. Not like this is something new or like I'm just blown away. It's just, right. It just feels like I should have been here in the first place.
Okay, let's set the ground rules, though. I mean, the show is the next 2 hours. I'm not going to interview for the next 2 hours. Yeah. You're the co-host. Matter of fact, you be the host. I'll co-host. And we'll just goof off and have a good time as long as you don't beat me up on the radio like you used to do in the gym.
I don't beat anybody up unless we're in a cage.
Well, people get beat up in training.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe. I don't know if it's beating up. You just... You take your lickings, right?
Do you? Eve Edwards once told me that he would beat up his training partners and friends in the gym more than he would beat up the opponent in the cage.
Well, that sounds like a bad sparring partner.
It sounds like a bad friend.
I would avoid him at all. Like, I'm not sparring with Eve. Like, forget that.
Exactly. Tell the story, if it's okay, what you just told us about you were at work. And again, this is what you work for so that your work is fighting. Your work is training every day. You're now in the UFC. You're not quite at that. You know, you're not making the $400,000 a fight and $400,000 to win. And so you're still working down the street at Publix. Talk about that story because I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm working Tuesday night like I normally do, bagging groceries. And, I'm bagging and Devin Clark comes through my line and his coaches. And I saw Devin Clark. I was like, hey. I was like, what's up, Nico? How you doing? And Nico Christ just walked in the door.
Alon isn't being interviewed. Alon is co-hosting.
I'm just telling a story right now. So I'm at Publix and Devin Clark comes through. And I was like, hey, I was like, are you from out of town? Because I didn't really recognize him 100%. And he was like, yeah. He's like, I was like, are you fighting Saturday? And he's like, yeah. I was like, what's your name? He's like, Devin Clark. And I was like, you fought my teammate Dervin. I was like, back in the day. So then like 20 minutes later, I see this, you know, this guy walking through and he's got blonde hair. He's got a mullet shaved side, his head shaved on the sides. And I'm like, man, he looks like I can't put my finger on it. So I go outside and I run into his coach and it's Coach Casey. And it was actually Tim Elliott. So then I met Tim Elliott and that was pretty cool. So then, you know, we were talking and the cool thing is like now, like everybody in the UFC, we're coworkers. Now I'm a coworker of everybody in the UFC, so I feel like it's cool to like be able to talk to these guys, even though I'm still pretty like, you know, starstruck when I do see them. It's like, you know, we're all in the same organization, but I'm just like, oh man, it's like Nico Price is sitting right next to me. No. Like, this is crazy. So, you know, if you ever want to come by Publix on Tuesday nights, come check me out. You know, take a picture. You know, do that thing. I'm always there.
First and foremost, Nico Price sitting down with us. First and foremost, thank you for finally doing this in person. You've been on the show a couple times.
Yep.
You know, I consider you one of us, a Florida guy.
Right here.
I hated to do what I did earlier today when you walked in. Hopefully that pizza didn't drive you too crazy.
That pizza was awesome looking.
Have you been to Torrid Pizza yet?
I haven't. They invited me, but I haven't gone out there yet. I need to have that pizza party still.
Yep, so you need to do that, and we can get some pizza delivered on Sunday.
That's a fact. You know, I'm down for that.
I'll get it. When are you leaving? Are you driving home Sunday?
Yeah, I can leave whenever.
December, so I'm probably going to – I might stay an extra day. I don't know yet. I haven't decided.
Well, we'll set it up, bring the team, stop in there. It's on Matt.
Yeah.
Okay. So since Matt's not here, you know, go and have a good time.
Thank you, Matt.
First and foremost, happy belated birthday.
Thank you so much.
How'd you celebrate? Tough to celebrate as you're getting ready for a fight.
I don't celebrate crazy anyway. You know, like I don't party, drink, or do none of that anyway. So I just – I threw like a gathering. I sold some shirts and told everyone about the fight and stuff. And it was fun, you know?
You and I were talking about, you know, you're the Tampa guy and, you know, all that stuff. Basically, your backyard. Mm-hmm. You know, you're right up the street. What's it like?
We're neighbors. We're neighbors.
Close enough. How do you guys know each other?
We trained together years ago.
Yeah, yeah. We used to drive down to Cape Coral, mm-hmm. Get the car loaded up. They would come up to Tampa. So we're basically like sister schools or sister teams.
All right. So here's the question, and I've asked this before. Are you guys teammates or training partners?
I mean, I would consider teammates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference, right? Because I've argued this on here.
You're there to just hit those guys.
Pop in and pop out.
You know? Right. We message each other and say, what's up? We're not
I would say we're teammates for sure. 100%.
So do you guys still sort of train together, or when was the last time? Or
last time was like, 2 years ago?
Yeah, it's been a little while.
2 years, but
we need to train again.
I'm traveling now, so
now that
I'm
you're
everywhere.
Now that you're coworkers.
Yep.
You know, now you can do it, you know, more often.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a lot of phone calls about tickets? And, you know, you were just talking about people asking you about tickets. How did that go down for you?
It's crazy. But we don't sell the tickets no more. You know, like the smaller promotions.
That's what I was just saying.
That's what he just said.
Yeah, and I was telling them, I'm like, oh, we don't sell them anymore. You got to go to the website. They're like, but can you get a deal? It's like, no, I wish I could. Like, we only get a certain amount for our family and stuff, and then the rest we got to sell.
Well, you know, and
don't sell. We just let everyone know we're going to be there. Hope they go.
And what's funny is it's not just in the MMA world. I mean, the NFL guys, you know, when the Bucks went to the Super Bowl, everybody's calling the Bucks, hey, can you get me a pair of Super Bowl tickets? And they're like, no, I don't have a printer.
Yeah.
You know, we can't just print these things up. You know, well, maybe, no, never mind. I'm not going there. It's somebody you may know. Quick turnaround. You just had a fight not too long ago, right?
Yeah, I was, when was it? I don't even know.
June, July,
it was before my fight.
2 months ago.
I fought his teammate right after
yes,
me, so
you did.
A little bit of vengeance.
Boom. Thank you. Same stance, too. That's how I knew it. I was like, oh, look at his stance.
Is it good or bad to have such a quick turnaround? You know, you're already sort of in camp, but you never really get out.
I didn't get hurt in the fight. So as long as you don't get hurt in the fight, I don't see no problem with turning around quick. You know, as long as there's no, like, lingering injuries, like, any damages or something, or you got knocked out. You know, I didn't get knocked out.
Right.
Get that clear, guys.
Right.
No. I was not sleeping. I was awake.
Stay active.
I was like, Neil, great fight. Right after. You know, you can't get mad at
it. It was a good
fight,
too. It was a really good fight.
We were banging, man. We were in there hitting each other pretty hard.
Yeah, we were watching. Actually, that was the week. So it was that Saturday before my fight on Tuesday.
Exactly.
We were actually watching it on we were legally streaming it on Durbin's Android device.
That's how you gotta do it.
And we're in the room. We're like, come on, Nico, let's go. And then I think we had to go to like Sprouts or something. So we're watching on the phone in this like restaurant. We're all like huddled over the phone, screaming, and we were going crazy.
Yeah, it didn't. I didn't get the outcome, but I had a ton of experience. It was fun just being in there with another great striker and another great fighter.
Explain, and I've asked numerous fighters this. This is what you guys, both of you, do for a living.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about in your middle of a fight? What are you thinking? Are you not thinking? Are you just reacting?
I'm just looking for opportunity. You know, like there's nothing there. It's just I'm here. The second I see it, I'm going in. You know, don't slip.
Yeah, I don't.
Because we'll catch you.
Yeah, I don't really go in with like game plans or anything for fights for the most part. Like my game plan, I guess, would be like
not to have a game plan.
If I'm getting beat in a stand up, then I'm gonna take it down. Or if I see like the most obvious takedown there, then I'll take it. But other than that, I'm just gonna stay standing the whole time. So there is no, you know, like you said, you just react and you just kind of, you know, see where your openings are at and you expose them.
I've always disliked that when either a media asks or a fighter says, well, my game plan. You know, it's like when somebody's asked me, I was going to interview Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and they wanted to know my first 10 questions. How do I know my second? I don't know what you're going to answer the first. So how can you have a game plan? Because it's going to change within the first 5 seconds, right?
Or at that point, you're not listening to what they're saying when you ask them that first question. You're just ready for your next question.
You're reading them off.
Right, right. Let's talk a little bit about your opponent. Give me your thoughts on James Vick.
He's a great fighter. Former top 10. Good, long, good striking. He's got good jiu-jitsu. I'm just ready to get in there with him, you know? I want to see what it's like. See what these top 10ers feel like.
Main event. You're the main event.
Of the prelims,
yeah. Of the prelims. Well, I wasn't going to... You're the main event.
No, I know. But of the prelims.
Of the prelims.
You know, I'm not trying to take the shine away from them ladies.
Well, no.
But
no.
I'm saying if someone can't make it, I'm right here to be the main event.
You should definitely be bumped up.
I can go to the main.
The main card or co-main if, you know, the Watterson... Joanna fight doesn't go down.
I would just say I could totally hold the show, guys.
You could.
Absolutely. I'm sure you're aware that since the Brown fight, every other fight has been a bonus for you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about that? And that means this should be a bonus for you fight.
I'm just going to go in there and fight, man. You know, that's cool. Like a little, what is that? Like a regimen? No, I don't. I'm just going to go in there and fight, bro.
What do you like about the fighter life?
Just setting my schedule, you know, like I choose where I want to train, when I want to train. And then I talk to my coaches, of course, I'm not just like.
And then they tell you when to train.
And then we work together. Yes.
I want to be here at 5. Yes. You be there too.
Yes. Right? No, I don't say that. It's not like that with these guys. You know, it's more like they tell me when to show up and I just show up, you know.
Right. I want to train at 10. Okay. I'll see you at 6.
Yeah. No, I'll be there at 8 though. I'll be warming up.
All right. Let's find a little bit about you. Dinner for 4. 4 people are going to come to your house or a restaurant for dinner. Mm-hmm. They cannot be family. They cannot be teammates or coaches.
Yeah.
Living, passed away.
Yep.
Real or fictitious?
We did this in Canada, and I my first answer was the worst and the most wrong. I said Arnold, which he's still one of them, but he's not number one. Of course, I would love to go talk to God. First of all, it's like, yo, what made you think of this? What made you think of life? Like, why would you make people and then let us just go beat the crap out of each other and stuff? But, like, it's whatever. You know, I got a couple questions for him. Who else? Let's go. I've been listening to a lot of classical music lately, so I would like to see what's on Beethoven's mind when he's over there doing all his stuff.
Sure.
Like, what's he thinking of? Because music without words is, like, it's weird. It's, like, peaceful. But it's like you're just waiting for him to say something.
Right, to say something.
You know, it's like, come on, just say something, and nothing comes. But then you realize, oh, man, I'm like relaxed. Man, I don't have like a headache. I'm not amped up. I'm just like, I'm here.
What's funny about that is that TV show Shazam, mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen it. And on there's one segment where they do just the sounds and not the music.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, I know that song, but I can't name
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You know, because people just listen to the words and not the beautiful.
They don't listen to the tones and the beats. That's what eases your mind.
Exactly.
You know, and that's why I learned that. Who else would I like to go hang out with? So right now I got Jesus, Beethoven. Ooh, let's talk to Moses. How you spreading seas, bro? Let me see that.
And did he really have 15 commandments? And what, when he dropped it, what did he do with the little stones?
Exactly. Like, first of all, just what made you just, boom, there goes the water.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. We'll walk across this thing.
I'd love asking that question just because it's how you do get to know people.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked one of the Buccaneers. I do a weekly Tampa Bay football show. I have to be careful how I word that. And one of the athletes said Hitler.
Ooh.
Now, being Jewish, I kind of stepped back for a second. My my great-grandmother was
leaning.
And you know what he said? He said the same thing that you said. I wanted to ask him
why.
Why? Mm. Why did
what
you do?
Made
what were
you
thinking?
This?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so it is kind of interesting to go the other way, you know, some really evil like
yeah, just to see like, I don't want to go that way. So what were you thinking of so I don't ever do that?
Exactly. What's the funniest, strangest thing that's ever happened to you in the middle of a fight?
In the middle of a fight?
And I always tell the same story, so it gives you a second to think. I asked one of the fighters, and he said he was fighting Dennis Siever.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis Siever's from Germany, so his corner is talking German. And he said for like 8 seconds in the middle of the fight, I'm thinking of the movie Something Bastard and Glorious Bastard, which I've never seen.
Yes.
But he goes, I'm thinking of this movie as I'm punching him in the face. So I'm like, all right, so how many other things, strange things, funny things?
Oh, man.
And if it never, it's never.
I don't know. My fights... When they happen, I see that and I do that. I don't know. So I'm not really like thinking of funny stuff. During training, I think of all types of crazy stuff. I talk during training and during sparring and all that. But in the fight,
can you hear
just,
the crowd? Can you hear the coaches?
I hear everything.
Can you separate?
I can separate all my coaches' voices and their coaches.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I listen to their coaches as part of me because he's telling him what to do. All
right,
cool.
Right.
I'm listening.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to see it.
in my last fight, what's his name? Saif Saud? Is that his name? I mean, if you know how he coaches, he's like the loudest dude in the room.
Oh yeah, he's
so the whole time I
laser 22, laser 22.
Yes, he's like 33, he's going, 33. You know, 33. I'm like, what is that? I kind of decoded it by like the end of the second round. I figured out what the codes are. I'm not gonna put him on blast, but I know what the codes kind of mean.
I'll tell you.
So.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, and it's kind of like when the corner's yelling nice or good strike, and as a judge, you know, you have to block that out because that's why they're doing it.
Yeah, and then they're like. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. Oh, maybe that was better than I thought it was and scored it a little differently. Before we run out of time, let's talk about why you're here. What should we expect on Saturday night in Tampa, your backyard?
Yeah. Just a good old Nico Price brawl, man. We're going in there and we're going to hit each other. And I'm going to fight him to the best ability I can with every tool I have. So,
not more importantly, but almost as important, what kind of toppings do you want on your pizza?
Oh, bacon, pepperoni, and... Pineapple, yeah.
I had one of those
Everyone
yesterday.
Hates pineapple on pizza. Pineapple I love it.
I had a Hawaiian there this morning when I picked those up. It was killer.
Yeah,
it,
add bacon on a Hawaiian pizza. Ooh, that's
We will talk after the fight. Nico, I want to thank you for coming out. We have a pair of earbuds for you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for giving us a couple minutes of your time.
What?
Let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from the Westin here in Tampa. UFC fight night right around the corner. We'll be right back.
Boom.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk, and much, much more. Make sure to secure your spot now. Sponsorship opportunities and tickets sell out early. Buy tickets and learn more about our sponsorship opportunities at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
The PressBox Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the PressBox also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
UFC heads back to Tampa on Saturday, October 12th with Joanna Jędrzejczyk facing Michelle Waterson. See UFC Fight Night at Amalie Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
most exciting fight promotion is back. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, live from the Florida Fairgrounds in Tampa, with a monstrous fight card, including Bigfoot versus Gonzaga, as Bigfoot Silva makes his bare knuckle debut against Gabriel Gonzaga. Plus, Jim the Beast Allers battles Julian Hellboy Lane in the semifinals of the Women's Featherweight Tournament. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, Saturday, October 19th. Tickets available exclusively at bareknuckle.tv.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Westin here, just a couple blocks away from Amalie Arena as we get ready for the big UFC card on Saturday night. And it's so cool to have it here in town, and for many reasons. One, because now I don't have to travel.
Exactly. That's the best part.
I fly all over the world covering, the UFC and the Bucks. Just got our text for our next Max Payne Griffin right around the corner. He'll be here momentarily. So did you hear about the Ellen DeGeneres? We talked a little bit about it during the break.
I briefly heard about it. I saw that, I guess she went to a baseball game and she sat next
football.
To football, or was it football?
Yeah.
And she sat next to, George
the president,
to the former president. And, I know she had a big talk about it. I don't know what she said though.
That this is exactly what's wrong with our world. Okay. It's okay to disagree. It's fine. Mm-hmm. You don't have to start a war, even though that's part of what these people were upset about, that President Bush started a war. You can disagree and still be cordial.
Right.
And that's what she said, that she's like, yeah, we disagree. So she was laughing when she was texting. I mean, she's there to have a good time. Mm-hmm. And he's there to have a good time. They're not necessarily there to have a good time together.
Right.
They just happen to be sitting next to each other. They just happen to be sitting next to a former president.
That's crazy.
And so people are blasting her. And she's like, listen, when I end every show, I say, be kind to one another. That's be kind to one, every one another. And again, that's the problem. That's what I think is part of the problem in this world.
Yeah, no, for sure. People don't want to, they want to get their points out, but they don't want to hear the other side's points. And then, like you said, if they disagree, then everybody gets mad that you don't agree with them. You don't have to, if you like black and I like white, we don't have to fight over it. It's just, okay,
we can still
cool.
be friends.
That's just what
exactly.
you like.
There is a media person in Las Vegas who I consider a friend. And during the last election and blah, 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 blah. And he would put a post up that if you're voting for whoever, unfriend me.
Oh, I've seen that. I've seen so many posts.
Well, and I reached out to him and I said, listen, I don't have a problem with who you're voting for. I don't care. If you have a problem with who I'm voting for, unfriend me. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to unfriend you. Mm-hmm. We're going to be friends. I don't care. You have your beliefs and whatever, and it goes all the way to a fight. God forbid you want somebody's opponent to win a fight,
right?
And just because you think somebody's going to win the fight doesn't mean you want them to win the fight. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But people get so angry.
Yeah. So, well, when you talk any kind of anything close to politics, people just get like
politics.
It's like
religion.
You ever seen that Dave Chappelle skit?
No.
Where he's talking about he's talking about
I've
how,
never seen him ever.
Oh really? Yeah. Oh, you should watch the Chappelle show. But anyway, he's talking about how people. They'll talk about all their personal stuff. They'll talk about their wives. They'll talk about, their kids, like all the things bad going on in their life or just whatever, just like stuff you should keep personal. And he's like, but when it comes to politics and someone starts talking, he goes, no, we don't talk about that around here. Politics are like one of the most sensitive subjects that people just don't know how to talk about and not get angry or like be cordial.
The UFC was in New York and it was right after the election. And so there was a lot of protests and stuff. I was with, a person, just because he gets mad when I use his name, but a person at MMA Weekly, who our show is also streamed, and you can hear the show as a podcast on MMA Weekly as well. So we're walking through Times Square, and somebody has a mask, and he's holding a sign that says something like, Trump's not my president. And I said, why don't you take that mask off? So he took the mask off, and he goes, now what? I said, no, have a good night. It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny. But hey, big congratulations to the Tampa Bay Rays. I don't know if you caught that yesterday.
No, they won.
They won. Nobody really outside of the team expected them, you know, to beat Verlander. Kind of silly to have him come back. I would have saved him for game five. I know I'm going to bore you in a second, you know, now talking a little baseball, but save him coming out of the bullpen. You got your one, your two. Verlander possibly the best, not only the best, I almost said quarterback, the best pitcher, you know, this year, but possibly ever. Mm-hmm. Now, I bet you he still comes out of the bullpen on Thursday, but so you're not a baseball.
So, is it playoffs right now?
It is in playoffs. Okay. I see you're just as much a baseball guy as me.
From age six all the way up until high school. And that's when I started wrestling because I didn't make the high school team. And but like, so I used to know like all the names, the stats. I could tell you a lot of stuff. But then, you know, once I got into wrestling and MMA, I kind of just like fell off. Like, I, you know, I like tennis. You know, I like curling.
I do too.
Curling's like one of my favorite sports to watch. You I don't know why.
So I'm going to say to you the same thing people when they tell me that. Are you a thrower of the stone or the sweeper? What would you like?
I would do the throwing of the stone because I like how like they're so like laser focused, right? And they're like this, and they got this like weird stance, and they're like they just like let it go like so gently, you know. And they have to watch it, and they have to. You know, dictate whether you need them to sweep.
Tell them where to sweep.
Yeah.
I want to know if those sweepers are good sweepers at home as well.
Yeah. They probably tear up whatever they're sweeping. Do they have a mess? So hard.
Yeah, but could you imagine? Do they have a clean house or a messy house?
I would hope it'd be clean. I mean, you probably have like a ton of those brooms sitting around the exactly. house, right? Just practicing.
I don't think you just go to, I don't want to say either one of their names, the big box store, you know, to get brooms. Mm-hmm. They probably their brooms special.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I can't imagine what that broom's made out of, though. It's probably like aluminum. It probably would be aluminum. Aluminum's light, but it's strong, right? Aluminum that's got like some like high-tech bristles on it.
I wonder what it costs. I wonder when you go to the Olympic store and you purchase your sweeper.
Yeah.
You know, how much that sweeper could cost.
I feel like the stone would cost more. The stone costs a ton. I mean, it's a solid piece of
The male Olympic curling team came to a charity event that I did. It was either last year or the year before. And I didn't think about it till you just said it. I should have bought a stone, the stone they throw, not a stone from, you know, stone and tables and stones in Clearwater. Had them sign the stone. That would have been a cool piece of memorabilia.
Yeah, like a baseball.
Do you have any kind of memorabilia? I mean, I know you're young in
the career. I have a ton of baseball memorabilia. I have a hat, a Yankees hat that's signed by almost everybody in the so we used to at Bayshore Little League, we used to have a Yankees player because George Steinbrenner's grandson played with us.
Oh, really?
So every opening season, he would have one of the Yankees players come and open and do the opening day. So like we've had Daryl Strawberry, Paul O'Neill, Chuck Knobloch, all of them. So I have this hat signed by all these guys, Bernie Williams. You know, it's got like 10 different signatures on it. And I also have balls that are signed. Yeah, I definitely have memorabilia. And then like some MMA stuff like Miguel Torres. Miguel Torres was at International Mall one time when Fighter Warehouse was in there. And I went there and I had a poster that he signed. I had it framed. And I met him. I took a picture with him. He signed it. And I've kept that thing forever because I used to love Miguel Torres. He was like my favorite fighter.
Good dude.
And he's super cool. And one of my friends in high school, he used to train with him. Like he would go up to Chicago and train with him. And he said, this kid's big. I mean, this kid's like 6'2", like 195 or something like that. He said that when they would spar, Miguel Torres would beat him, like would just keep tearing him up with combos or whatever it is until he like literally pushed him out of the front door and he fell out of the door into the sidewalk. Like that's how like vicious, you know. Miguel Torres fights at 135. You know, right. He's a small guy.
Miguel came to a WCFL a couple years ago, and I hadn't seen him in a long time. And you know when you see a friend, and you know this is I guess fairly new over the last 10, 15 years. It's now the bro hug and all that kind of stuff. I think Miguel and I went a little overboard on our bro hug, and somebody, one of the photographers, was taking a picture, and I don't know if you could hug somebody more passionately. And they sent it to me. I'm like, wow, that just doesn't look good. But that's Miguel. I mean, he's just an awesome dude.
You should post on your Twitter and tag him in it.
I need to find it. You know, it's you know, a lot of times people will say, let me see that picture of, and I have, I think it's 15,000 photos. And I don't know how to categorize. So I literally have to go through, you know, the little finger thing, you know, over and over and over and over again. So what other sports? Anything?
I like tennis. Tennis is cool because my mom's a huge sports fanatic. I mean, you ask her, she watches all sports. So that's kind of like where my sports, like, you know, background comes from. And she's huge into tennis. Obviously, any kind of combat sport, boxing, kickboxing, MMA. I like basketball. I like college basketball, actually, better than NBA. Like March Madness, when March Madness comes around, I have a bracket and everything's set
really
up. And I think,
what about the NCAA wrestling tournament?
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite event of the year.
Yeah.
It's truly a lot of fun. And I'm sure you don't know this yet because it just got released. There is a major press conference at T-Mobile Arena this Friday. This is pretty cool.
From the NCAA?
This is a major press conference with Cain Velasquez and Brock Lesnar.
Oh, I've been hearing all these things about
it. That's pretty
kinda
cool.
That's kind of crazy.
I did like it. You know, yeah. I watch a little bit, and I like the on-mic stuff more than the in-ring stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, if there's a talented, you know, my good late friend Randy Savage, Randy Poffo, mm-hmm. you know, when I see those, but when Kane came out and you saw Brock's face, and it legit, I mean, we know it's all scripted. We know all that.
Right.
But Kane legitimately kicked Brock's rear, right?
I didn't watch it.
No, I'm saying when he in the UFC.
Oh, he's on the fight.
Yeah, okay, you know, yeah, in the real. Yeah. So, you know, in this fake scripted world, nobody ever beats Brock. Mm-hmm. In the real world, very few people can beat Brock, mm-hmm. except for Cain Velasquez.
Yeah.
So it does add a little bit to it. And then the other half of the press conference is Strowman and Tyson Fury.
For wrestling?
Yeah, Tyson Fury is the heavyweight champ.
Oh, wow.
See, that everybody's coming in thinking that I'm interviewing you.
No.
You know, so Nick's like, no, we're talking about your knee. That's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. I mean,
what's up, man?
You know, and I've been doing this radio gig for 30-some years, okay?
Hold on.
I have gotten to know a lot of people. I mean, a very good friend of mine sitting down right now. But I kind of feel like we came up together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yep. So to see that and to see that reaction, you know, to me is just awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
I'm trying to, you know, stay contained as well right now. You know, I was telling you, I'm still starstruck by seeing like all these people, and now that I can consider them coworkers. But you know, I'll get used to it. I guess.
So eventually. Introduce the coworker that just sat down.
So Max Payne Griffin just sat down and is ready to get interviewed by the. Famous right here.
Well, we just chat. We don't interview.
Oh, chat.
Yeah,
sorry.
We just chat. We're going to talk
keep
some pizza.
Yeah.
That was a pretty funny video, and I put it out there.
Oh, dude, I love pizza. I love pizza.
Well, we came to Torta Pizza. You told us the story. You made some pizzas and stuff. We're going to get some pizzas for you during the week. What's your favorite pizza?
Pepperoni pizza.
It's cool to talk food, you know, before we weigh in.
I watched the Food Channel just to salivate. You know what I mean?
Just
I
to get it in matter.
Food. My friends are eating burgers, or mm-hmm. they don't want to eat in front of me. I'm like, no, like, mm-hmm. let me smell your breath almost. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see it. Like, it's just motivation, and it's my opponent's fault that I can't eat it. So he's going to get it even more for that.
I'll show you the video during the break of what we did. We brought some pizzas from Torta Pizza for Matt. And since a lot of these guys can't eat it, we have a great video, you know, that I put out. Max, explain this to me. You are one of the calmest, coolest, you know, a family guy, just a down-to-earth dude. How does that switch turn to then not be the calmest, nicest, coolest dude?
You know, I feel like it's the quietest guy in the room. And you know what? I'm not even quiet, you know. I don't want to say I'm quiet because I'm not a quiet kind of guy. But I feel like I don't have to pretend to be all big and bad. I don't got to act tough and all this. It's what I love to do, you know, and there's no sense. I mean, back in the day, I remember warming up for my pancration fights and stuff. I'd hit the bag for a half hour, blah, 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 blah. You know, just, you don't know how you gotta have to be kind of when you think you gotta be tough and all this and that. As I progress, you're just burning energy. And then I started figuring out, you need to be calm. So I started listening to like reggae and, more mellow kind of music, you know, before the fight. When I'm getting my hand wraps, listen to reggae and chill out. And then I figured, man, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I want to save much energy, the calm before the storm. And I have nothing to prove before that, you know. I feel like when you're all tense and tough,
right.
You're slow, you know, you're waiting, you're telegraphed. You know, I kind of look at it myself as like an alarm system. Like, once you touch me or once it's time, then it's going to go off. But before that, like, there's no really reason,
no reason to. How are you going to pass the next couple days? I mean, again, you're just chilling, you're just relaxing. And so what is it like fight week? You have 3 days before you have to turn it back on.
Well, I even get here earlier. I got here on Sunday. I liked it to be there longer.
Hold on a second. See, now he just and he didn't call me. He's been here for a couple of days and he didn't call.
It was 2 a.m.
I'm hurt. You're so hurtful.
It was 2 in the morning.
You know, I complained to Tim Sylvia once. He came into town and he got in and got out and went, and I complained to him. He goes, all right. So the next time he came, he literally called me at 3 in the morning. He's like, you happy now?
Well, next time I'm going to call you. You know what I mean?
All right, let's run through a couple things. Superpower. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Like a character or just a one power?
One superpower, not a character. You know, you could have one thing. And I thought of it just in case somebody threw it back to me. I would want to be able to tell the future. So, like, I would know that, you know, and I've seen cartoons.
How far in the future?
I don't need a day, okay. A couple hours. You know, if my family member is going to be in a car accident in 2 hours, I would know. Or, you know, if a little child is in, you know, I would know. I mean, to me, that would be cool. Something that can help the world.
I'd want to be like a genie.
And live in a bottle?
No, I'd want to be able, like, about the helping people thing. I want to be able to, if I was a genie, grant wishes, you know what I mean? And I could, there's a lot of messed up stuff, man, going on right now.
Trust me.
I'd like, if I could just fix it, help it, I'd rather do that.
All right, so here's my question for you. You're the genie. Will you allow one of those three wishes to request more wishes?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I didn't say I had to have three wishes.
So you're a nice genie.
Yeah. No, exactly. You know, because some would say no. That yeah. Now you're out one wish, you have two left.
Right.
My first wish, I want more wishes. Can't grant it. You only have two left.
That might be like the last wish I could grant, you know. I mean, I want to help more than two people, so.
Oh, no. You can help everybody in the world. But, you know, typically, you know, the old genie thing, you rub it, you get three wishes. Now, Alon's going to get three wishes, and I'm going to get three wishes. I'm saying, can one of Alon's three wishes be to ask for more wishes?
Oh, no. I thought you meant, can I?
Oh, you're
great. Can I have more than three wishes?
No, you're the genie. You can help anybody.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, then no.
Okay.
You get three. That's all you get.
All right. If you went on Survivor, what would your luxury item be? We're not talking fights. We're just goofing off and having a good time. Yes, you have a fight on Saturday. We'll get to it.
Let's see here. Survivor. I haven't seen that. This show's still on?
It is still on.
Really? I haven't seen that show in like 20 years.
Yeah, it is still on. Have you seen the video I posted of my application?
No.
I'll have to show it to you.
Okay.
I tried to get on it. As you're thinking, I asked Rondé Barber, who retired from the Bucks, just went in the Ring of Honor. I would always ask the players that same question, and it's stupid. I know. And you know what he said? Hmm. My luxury item would be a canoe so I could get the hell off the island. I mean, it's pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
So luxury item is something you could have. I have like a really nice like jacket, something warm. I don't like being cold. So I'd have like some kind of, not a shelter, but at least like maybe like one of those like full body suit.
Yeah, to keep
those,
you
like,
warm and
snow
dry. Sure.
Onesies.
Uh-huh. You could sleep in it, nice and comfy.
Yeah, like the sleeping bags that you could like walk in. You seen those?
Yeah.
The legs?
Uh-huh.
I get one of those.
There you go.
So is it hot at your house or you keep it cool?
I like it to be 72 at my house.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah. Yeah. My girlfriend, she keeps it at like 76 and
that's too hot.
I'm dying. I'm sweating.
That's too hot.
I'm like, come on, we just gotta go like at least give me 74.
That's too
I'm
hot.
Dying in here.
72.
I almost came and saw you at Publix, bro.
Oh, you should have came through.
He was telling the story of how many people did.
Someone told me that you worked there still on Tuesdays.
Every Tuesday night. I'm always there.
Yeah. And I think it was Monday, so I was like, oh, I can't go. But yeah, they told me and I was going to go. So
well, maybe next
good
time.
Good to see you, man.
Last time I saw Devin Clark and Tim Elliott came in, so I met them for the first time. But I was hoping more fighters came through. I was like, I just realized the Weston is right across the street. So all the fighters that come through, it's yeah, it's the Publix right here on Bayshore and Platt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then you hear over the intercom, Alon Cruz, come to the front. Max Payne wants to see you. Yeah. Memorabilia. A, do you collect it? And B, if you could have any piece of memorabilia, what would you want? What would that one request be?
I really don't collect memorabilia per se. I more collect items from my travel. If I go to Brazil, I buy some stuff. If I go to China, I get some stuff. Stuff that you can only get there. But you're talking all-time memorabilia?
All-time memorabilia. God. Something stick out?
Not really. I'd have to think who I like the best and what they did.
Again, I ask these questions just because I want to see.
I know. You ask these questions and no one has the answers.
No, some people do. So I asked this one guy, and he said, a former Buccaneer, and he goes, oh, I really don't collect anything. I go, no, you got to come up with something. He goes, all right, let me think. If I could get any piece of memorabilia, and nobody has ever said this, he said, I would want Jesus's sandals. I go, that's the greatest answer I've ever heard. There cannot be anything, not that value means anything, but there can't be anything worth anything more. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be the ultimate piece of memorabilia.
How do you prove it, though?
Don't break down my questions.
These are some raggedy old sandals from a homeless man. You don't even know.
Okay. All right. Jesus would have to physically hand. Jesus would hand you the sandals. Is that better?
I need a picture of Jesus handing the sandals to me to verify.
Yeah.
Favorite TV show? Do you watch much TV?
Sometimes.
Max is like, I want to talk the fight.
I don't care about the fight. I know. I don't care about the fight. Trust me.
Nobody wants to talk about the fight.
Well, I know. That's why I
spend so much time on the fight. I don't even want to talk about the fight.
All right. So tell me what TV show you'd watch. If you could only watch one TV show.
Oh, God. Ancient Aliens.
That's a good show.
Never seen it.
You never seen it?
No.
Oh, man.
No, I don't know.
It's a wild show.
What do you watch the most now? Should I remind that
the lifeline?
Is that a lifeline?
Explained is pretty cool. It's on Netflix. I like learning stuff, you know. This show Explained, though, that shows all kinds of stuff, puts you up on game on all these topics. That's not my favorite show by any means,
right? But you enjoy watching it,
yeah.
How has training changed over the 72 years that you've been fighting?
It's getting selfish. It's getting really selfish. Everything I do now, in the past I used to kind of do stuff to kind of not make other people happy, but you know, I'll be up here and there, but now I'm so selfish. I do what I want, and what I want is the hardest, most treacherous stuff. But also, I mean, I swim a crap ton, like water training with like these Navy SEAL dudes, which is really helping me out. You know, I do my game fit stuff, which is super athletic, high fast twitch stuff. And using that a lot is helping me with everything else, you know, doing my one-on-ones with my coach, Dave Marinoble. It's giving me the energy and the speed and the pop and everything to be able to go longer and better and do more. A ton of recovery, cryo float tanks. The PEMF stuff I'm starting to do now, pulsating electromagnetic frequency, which I'm actually wearing a unit right now on my back. It fixes your cells. They're all clumped up normally, and it separates them all, and it's killer. It's awesome.
Does that cryo work? I did it once, and I didn't. Now, granted, you must have to do it more than one time.
Well, you got
to
be sore. You got
to
be.
Oh, I have to do something. Yeah. I get it. That's why it didn't work. I get it. I get it. All right.
To be fair, I did it once too, and I didn't notice anything. But I've heard that you have to go in like 3 or 4 times to like really get the effects of it. I'm old school, like jumping ice bath.
Oh, I'm
like,
straight. My body can't get in.
You can't get.
I can't get in, dog. I look like a cat trying to get in the bath. I can't. I've done it, but I have to like jump in. Uh-huh. I can't like slowly get in. I can't, like, I've tried and my body will not. I can't control it. It won't go in.
It's tough, yeah.
How many people the first time you went to the cryo facility? How many people and how many times did you read the sign about gloves and shoes?
I do it every time. I mean, I wear it.
So how did Antonio Brown?
He's an idiot. He had like athlete's foot. And I heard he had athlete's foot and he wasn't even like wearing it, took the shoes off or something.
Right.
But yeah, he had like athlete's feet or something. All wet between his toes, nasty.
How do you get in that thing? Common sense.
He's not the smartest guy if you looked at what he's just been doing. So I'm not surprised by any means.
That was totally – are you aware of any of that stuff?
I'm assuming he went in without the socks and gloves.
Well,
and whatnot.
Yeah, but this is the same guy who went to the Raiders for $30 million.
I did hear about that.
The helmet thing. He kept trying to sneak in his helmet. And they're like, you can't wear this helmet. Kept doing it. Cussed the coach out. You know,
goes to New England. Now he's going to win a Super Bowl.
And then he gets cut from New England.
Wow.
Nowhere, you know?
How do you.
He's a clown.
I probably shouldn't even go into this stuff, but there's a reason that you don't text. That's all I'm going to say. Right? He allegedly, in the words alleged, and, you know, until stuff's proven, you know, and nothing was going to happen because everything was alleged until he texted threats.
Yeah, you don't ever put anything on paper or in,
don't threaten
in physical
anyone.
Form.
It's just, it is absolutely, you know, just crazy. So what time is the pizza going to be delivered on Sunday? Or are you going to stop over there? Or
how far is it from here?
11 miles.
About 30.
So when we were in Orlando.
About 30 minutes.
St. Pete? Is it St. Pete, right? Or Clearwater?
It's Gandy and 4th Street. I thought you lived in Tampa.
I do. From here, this is like, it's like a 30-minute drive.
Okay. Let's make.
I promise you. You jump on the 275, it's like a 30-minute drive. And that's assuming there's no traffic.
What should I bet him?
Randy, I drive to St. Pete all the time. I cross the Courtney Campbell all the time. I know
Max,
these times.
You just met Alon. We've been friends a long time. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's 11 minutes. It's 11 miles.
I don't know, man.
11 minutes?
How fast?
11 miles.
It's 11 miles. That'll take about 11 minutes.
Okay.
11 minutes.
We can time it. Look,
how do you drive?
How do you drive?
60 miles an hour.
And I fly, here? Randy. I go like 80. I don't know how you're making 11 minutes.
All you do is Bay Shore to Gandy, and it's literally 11 miles.
Okay. I want to go Sunday.
Okay.
And then you show me the time.
Okay. We're not arguing on
when you get there.
I can't believe you said 30 minutes.
It takes like 30 minutes. I promise you.
Who you trust? I'm going to make you pick one.
I'm not answering.
You trust me. I know
I
that.
I trust you, but he's...
Alon's a good dude.
I like
dude.
Him.
But he's a fighter. He's been hit in the head. I'm telling you.
I like him, though, man. I'm telling you. I watch Contender, man. Then we watched it on the TV. I usually watch it on my phone, but I was at home and put it on my big TV. And some of the guys are just, you know, clowns. But I liked him, man. Then he came in the... Dude, it was so sick. I was... going around my house.
Thank you.
I even probably sent you something. But yeah, man. Yeah, it was sick. Remember?
It definitely was great. And you know, I texted you right away.
Dude, you thought it was real good and did all this and that. It was badass, bro.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Much props. Appreciate it. Was sick. It was tight.
As much as I loved what you did and how you did it and all that stuff, I felt bad for the only guy that didn't get signed.
Oh, Frank Sarmiento.
There was like five athletes and four got signed. That's got to stink.
But he didn't do much.
Oh,
you know?
I understand that. Yeah. I know. I'm trying to be like the genie.
No, I feel like Dana's been real lenient, you know, on these guys, you know. A lot of them, just putting them all in, like they don't deserve to be in, but he does.
So, final question, and then we'll ask one about the fight. You've sort of gone through, you know, what Alon did, and you know, now working his way. And what one piece of advice would you give him? Win. I know.
It's more than that.
I know.
It's more than that.
Dead air's
not
good
now,
for radio.
No, you're here now. You're here now. I'm blessed to make it on my third contract, you know. I signed a new five-fight deal just now.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. And you can never, like, do enough, you know, like training-wise. I used to overtrain. I used to, like, once I started full-time, overtrain. I trained 24 hours in a day. You know, I started getting hurt and, like, you know what I mean? So what I would say now is my experience level now. Recover a lot. I pretty much do close to even recovery as training. You know, it's not about how long you're training, it's the quality of the training that you're doing. I used to spar like 1,000%, but now I don't spar that. I can't go, I'll kill somebody, like, and I'll get hurt. So in my conditioning and all that, I'll go 1,000%. Mitts, 1,000. Swimming, 1,000. Hills, 1,000. Recovery, 1,000. But when I spar and grapple, it's like 90, 80, 70. It just depends. It just depends who I'm going with. But, and that's really helped me a lot not get hurt. This is the first camp that I have not one injury. And
wow.
I've had like 40, 50 fights. I've always been hurt. Something, my hand, my foot, my arm, my neck. I'm 100% clean. Best ever, you know what I mean? And stretch, man. I got hurt 2 years ago. I hurt my back from not stretching. I was doing so much strength and stuff mm-hmm. that I never really stretched and opened up. And it hurt my back to learn how to stretch. And if I didn't hurt my back, I wouldn't be where I'm at now, because then I wouldn't learn how to stretch, and I wouldn't have met the people I met, the PTs and the certain people yep. that teach me that. So, that was more than one thing, but
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
I'll take it for sure.
For sure.
Remember on the way up that you're going to see people on the way down. We've talked about stuff like that in the gym and stuff, because people forget that. You know, you finally make it into, you know, the NFL of your profession and you forget, you know, Publix and, you know, that kind of stuff. So, but we've talked. I know you'll beat me up in the gym again for it. So it's all good. Max, for coming out here, we've got you a pair of earbuds.
Ooh, they work for cauliflower ear.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, thank you. These are bad, but these are pretty cool.
And we will get together and have pizza one, two, or six times before you head home.
Yeah, I'm. I can't wait. I love pizza. Like
that video was awesome.
That was funny. that's the truth, right there.
I love. I used to work at Roundtable for
years. That's what
you're
telling me. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so awesome. Yeah, I mean, I got fat off it, but. Forever be in my heart.
There you go. All right. As always, Max, love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
All right.
I'm going to win my fight next.
You said you didn't want to talk your fight, so I blew it off.
I don't want to talk about it, okay. But I'm going to smash. I'm going to do my thing. I was 74 last night. I have 3 pounds to lose in the next couple of days. I was thinking of having a piece of pizza on the scale.
I was going
to
say, so technically you...
We talked about that. He said you should have a piece of pizza on the scale, like on it and weigh in with it.
let me know. I can have pizza here
I'll
for
think
you.
About it.
Yeah, let me know. You know
I'll
how to get it told
it.
Me. All right. So let's go hit a quick break, and we will return coming to you live from the Westin as we get ready for UFC Fight Night Saturday night. We'll be right back. She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
UFC heads back to Tampa's Amalie Arena. On Saturday, October 12th, in the main event, former champion, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, returns to strawweight as she faces the karate hottie, Michelle Watterson. Plus, Chrome Gracie is back after a bonus-winning debut to take on the veteran Killer Cub Swanson. See UFC Fight Night live. Tickets on sale Friday at Ticketmaster.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The most exciting fight promotion is back. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, live from the Florida Fairgrounds in Tampa, with a monstrous fight card, including Bigfoot versus Gonzaga, as Bigfoot Silva makes his bare knuckle debut against Gabriel Gonzaga. Plus, Jim the Beast Allers battles Julian Hellboy Lane in the semifinals of the Women's Featherweight Tournament. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, Saturday, October 19th. Tickets available exclusively at bareknuckle.tv.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.